It's Now Again. Welcome back to It's Now Again, the podcast where we explore mindfulness practices from a secular evidence-based perspective. I'm your host, Jeremy West, and today we're diving into one of the most transformative yet challenging aspects of mindfulness, acceptance. Let's face it, acceptance is not always easy. Whether it's accepting a tough situation, an uncomfortable emotion, or even just the fact that things aren't going the way that we want them to, it can feel almost impossible to just let things be. But here's the thing. Resistance to what is can create so much more suffering than the situation itself. And that's what we're going to explore today. How acceptance can help us find peace, even in the most difficult moments. Let's start by looking at what resistance is and how it shows up in our lives. Resistance is that inner struggle we feel when we want things to be different than they are. It's the voice in our heads that says, this shouldn't be happening, or I don't want to feel this way. We resist the traffic jam, the difficult conversation, the bad day. And this resistance isn't just mental, it's physical too. We tense up, we try to push our feelings away, we distract ourselves, and sometimes we even deny what's happening altogether. Here's an example. Think of a time when you've been stuck in traffic. The situation itself might be frustrating, but it's your resistance to it that really ramps up the stress. You start thinking about all the things you could be doing instead, getting annoyed at every little delay, and before you know it, you're in full-blown frustration mode. The traffic hasn't changed, but your experience of it has gotten a whole lot worse. So what's the alternative to resistance? It's acceptance. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Acceptance sounds like giving up, like saying, oh, well, there's nothing I can do about it, so I might as well just let it happen. But that's not what acceptance is about. Acceptance isn't about liking or agreeing with what's happening. It's about acknowledging reality as it is without trying to fight it or change it. Let's do a little thought experiment. I want you to try not to think of a white bear. For the next 2 minutes, do whatever you can to keep that image of a white bear out of your mind. Okay, ready? Begin. I'm still here. One more minute. Don't think about a white bear. Did you succeed? Chances are the more you try to suppress the thought, the more it keeps popping up. This is what happens when we try to resist our thoughts and emotions. They just keep coming back, often stronger than before. But when we practice acceptance, we're doing the opposite of resistance. We're allowing our thoughts, emotions, and experiences to be as they are without trying to push them away or hold on to them. We're saying, okay, this is what's happening right now. I don't have to like it, but I can acknowledge it and make room for it. Acceptance is a powerful tool because it allows us to stop the struggle. When we stop fighting against our experience, we free up so much mental and emotional energy. We can start to respond to situations from a place of calm and clarity rather than from a place of resistance and frustration. There's a metaphor I like to use called the unwanted guest. Imagine you're hosting a party and an unwanted guest shows up, someone you really didn't want to see. Your first instinct might be to shut the door in their face or to ignore them completely. But what if, instead, you invited them in? What if you made room for them, acknowledged their presence, and maybe even offered them a seat? It sounds counterintuitive, but by opening the door and letting them in, you take away their power. They're no longer the big, scary presence they were when you were trying to keep them out. This is what acceptance looks like in practice. It's opening the door to our unwanted emotions, thoughts, and experiences. It's saying, I see you. I'm not going to fight you. I'm not going to push you away. I'm just going to let you be here. And in doing so, we often find that these unwanted guests aren't as overwhelming as we feared. They come, they stay for a while, and eventually they leave. Now let's address some common misconceptions about acceptance. Acceptance is not the same as indifference. It's not about being passive or resigning yourself to a bad situation. And it certainly doesn't mean that you agree with or condone what's happening. Acceptance is about being willing to experience what's present without trying to control it. It's about tuning into your feelings, letting go of the need to control everything, and taking responsibility for how you choose to respond. For example, if you're wrongly accused of something, acceptance doesn't mean you just roll over and take it. It means you acknowledge your feelings of anger and frustration, and then choose how to respond in a way that aligns with your values. Maybe that means standing up for yourself. Maybe it means seeking help, or maybe it means finding a way to let it go. Acceptance gives you the clarity and the space to make those choices rather than reacting out of resistance or denial. So how do we practice acceptance in our daily lives? It starts with mindfulness. When you notice resistance arising, whether it's resistance to a situation, a feeling, or even a thought, pause. Take a deep breath and ask yourself, what am I resisting? How can I make space for this experience instead of fighting it? You can also practice acceptance through meditation. During your next meditation session, pay attention to any judgments or resistance that come up. Notice how your mind tries to push away certain thoughts or cling to others. And instead of getting caught up in that struggle, practice simply allowing everything to be as it is. You might even say to yourself, I accept this moment as it is. Over time, you'll find that this practice of acceptance becomes easier. You'll start to notice when resistance is creating unnecessary stress, and you'll be able to shift into a mindset of acceptance, bringing more peace and clarity to your life. If you're interested in exploring this practice further, or if you'd like to work with me one-on-one, you can find more resources and information about my mindfulness coaching services at jeremywest.net. I'm here to support you on your journey to greater acceptance and mindfulness. Thank you for joining me today on It's Now Again. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe, share it with others who might benefit, and leave a review. Remember, the present moment is always here waiting for you to return to it. Until next time, I'm Jeremy West, reminding you to pause, accept, and find peace. Because it's now again.